welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I greet you in that wonderful name, which is above every name, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And I was greatly looking forward to being with you today because the Lord's placed a message on my heart entitled The Move Is On, and it's an episode in the life of David, but it is rich with much application and much spiritual significance for our lives today. You know, as we go on in our Christian walk, there are various seasons. There are times it seems that not much is happening and we're just carrying on and being faithful, but I sense the days ahead, the weeks and the months are for some of God's people going to be a time of great change and transition. And if that is the case, then it's very important that we are spiritually aware and very wise in the things and ways of the Lord, so we will know how to go through this period of time. And the change can not only be natural circumstantial change, for example, a new job position, moving into a new home, a relocation to another state or city, or, you know, changes in your household, you know, children going off to college, things like that. All of those are significant natural changes, but also changes that God is working in our spiritual life. The Holy Spirit is continually working with us in terms of our perspective, in terms of our attitudes, and the closer we desire to draw to the Lord, the greater is that gentle but searching work of the Holy Spirit. And so let's join our hearts in prayer, and then we're going to go right into the Word of God to learn these wonderful lessons that God has for us out of the life of David. Father, Lord, we thank You for Your goodness to us. We thank You, Lord, that You've given us two wonderful agencies, the Word of God, which is our Word of truth. Lord, it's a light unto our pathway. It's a lamp unto our feet. And also the Holy Spirit, Lord, whom You said is our guide, who is our comforter, who will lead us in the ways of righteousness. And Lord, we're so grateful that You have given these to us. And we're asking now, Lord, that You would just anoint the Word and anoint our ears and our hearts to receive the things that You have for each one of us personally in Jesus' wonderful name. Our scripture text is found in 1 Chronicles, the 14th chapter, verses 8 through 17. There's also a parallel passage found in 2 Samuel, the 5th chapter, verses 17 through 25. And I know some of the folks like to follow along with their Bibles, so I'll give you a chance to find that portion in Scripture. But let me give you a little bit of a background in terms of the life of David and Israel's history, where we are at this point in Scripture. In the 11th chapter of Chronicles, David had been king for 7 years over Judah in Hebron, and all of Israel came to him, and in the verse 2 of that chapter, they said, "Moreover, in time past, even when Saul was king, thou wast he that leddest out and broughtest in Israel, and the Lord thy God said unto thee, Thou shalt feed my people Israel, and thou shalt be a ruler over my people Israel." So all of the elders of Israel came to King David in Hebron, and they made a covenant with them. All of Israel joined together. And then the very first thing that David did was relocate the capital of his kingdom at Jerusalem. And in spite of the fact that the Jebusites had been there for hundreds of years, the Israelites had not been successful in removing them. Nonetheless, even with their taunts, David was successful. The Jebusites were removed, and David established his stronghold in Zion, in the city of David. And then shortly, his very next thing that he did was to bring the ark, the very presence, the literal presence of God, into the tent that he had pitched for it. However, we see that that first attempt was not successful. In fact, they did not follow the Mosaic prescription in terms of how the priests should carry the ark on their shoulders. They had it on a cart. And you remember there was a disaster and catastrophe when Uzzah attempted to right the ark when the oxen stumbled, and he died there before the presence of the Lord. And so David was very displeased. And so he brought the ark not into the city of David, but he placed it in the family of Obed-Edom for 3 months. And the Lord blessed Obed-Edom and all that he had. And then shortly thereafter, the next significant thing that happens is the enemy, the Philistines, rise up against him. And have you ever found in your life when things seem to be going along really well for a change, everything is working out, that lo and behold, the next thing you know, you're faced with a major battle? Well, what do we see? David had just been anointed king over all of Israel. And beloved, when you as God's servant start moving in the realm, moving ahead in the spirit, starting moving in the realm of your kingly authority, and I use that word deliberately because Jesus said about us that we were kings and priests unto our God. He's redeemed us with his own blood. That's what it says in Revelation, that first chapter, made us kings and priests unto our God. So we're to walk in a kingly authority. And when we do that, the devil will rise up. Now, we see that these battles with the Philistines were placed between the unsuccessful and the successful attempts to bring the ark up to Jerusalem. The book of 1 Chronicles emphasizes that David was God's king. And his first act after coming to kingship in Israel was to take over the pagan stronghold of the Jebusites, as I shared, which was the city of Jerusalem, God's city. And this was the place where God himself had chosen to put his name among the tribes of Israel. Beginning with chapter 11, the account that we see in 1 Chronicles gives the names of those who were loyal to David during his time of exile, when he was being pursued by Saul. And also it includes the things that they did that made them mighty men of valor. These were men of faith and passion, and they were attracted by the character that David had, what the character that he displayed. They were drawn to a man of great vision and godliness. And so these mighty men who shared in David's exile, listen to this, they eventually became leaders in his kingdom. And that's a beautiful picture for us of the glory that we are promised to share with the Lord when Jesus finally becomes king over all the earth and he establishes his kingdom of righteousness. Let's go now to the passage of Scripture, and let me read the first couple of verses in verse 8 and 9 in chapter 14. And when the Philistines heard that David was anointed king over all Israel, all the Philistines went up to seek David. And David heard of it and went out against them. And the Philistines came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephaim. What do we see here? Well, the enemy was challenging David's authority. And beloved, whenever you start to grow in the things of God, whenever you start to determine that you are going to not let anything come in your way, that you've made the decision that you really want everything that God has for you, beloved, just like David, you're going to be challenged. Was it God's will for David to be king? Of course it was. And yet the enemy will bring great opposition, just as God wants you blessed. He wants you in a place where your soul is prospering. He wants you to be able to move in His divine calling for your life. Whatever the destiny is that God has for each and every one of us, that's something very precious before the Lord. Before you were ever created, God knew the things that He wanted you to be, the person He wanted you to be. He knew the gifts and the abilities and the talents that He'd placed within you. He's invested so much in you. And when you finally come to the place, Lord, I'm ready. I want to go all the way with you. I want everything you have for me. Well, the enemy wants to challenge that authority that you are starting to walk in as a king and a priest before God. In 2 Samuel, the 6th chapter, verse 17, this is the NIV translation, the word says, when the Philistines heard that David had been anointed king over all Israel, they all went up to find him. But he heard of it and went down to the stronghold. Verse 5 and 7 says, nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is, the city of David. That valley of Rephaim, it's a fruitful valley some 3 miles south and southwest from Jerusalem. And of course, it was a very large valley and afforded ample room for a large encampment of the enemy, which of course is where they were arrayed. And then in verse 10 and 12, let me read that. And David inquired of God, shall I go up against the Philistines, and wilt thou deliver them into mine hand? And the Lord said unto him, go up, for I will deliver them into thine hand. So they came up to Baal Perazim, and David smote them there. And David said, God hath broken in upon mine enemies by mine hand, like the breaking forth of waters. Therefore they call the name of that place Baal Perazim. And when they had left their gods there, David gave a commandment, and they were burned with fire. What do we see here? Well, that there was, if we can imagine that strong visual force of waters coming in like a deluge, like a dam breaking, so the Lord defeated the enemies of Israel. Well, my time has just flown by on this broadcast, and we're going to pick up on tomorrow's broadcast. I pray that you can be with us at the same time. In a moment, the announcer is going to give our contact information. And if you're struggling with issues right now in your life, just know that God is able to move situations, and there's power in agreeing prayer. So I invite you to write down that information. If the Holy Spirit's leading you, please obey, because He has a reason for doing that. Well, God bless you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.